Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being part of our day. Many of you know that I took a week off a couple of weeks ago and went to Sweden. Went to spend some time in Stockholm, Sweden. And I was over there on some business. I had a couple of days of business and decided to spend a little bit of extra time. And as you may remember, only the second time in the history of this show, over five and a half years, that I actually didn't do the show live. We had replays here for a few days, and I appreciate you allowing me to do that. But we were in Sweden, and first time in the Scandinavian countries. I'd never been there before, and I'll tell you, I was just impressed with so much of Sweden and Stockholm that I just want to tell you about it. I wanted to tell you about what I found over there, who I found, and how I found them. And Stockholm recently, I think it was last year, celebrated their 750th year anniversary, 750th anniversary. They trace it back to 1252. So I guess that would be last year. 1252 Stockholm was founded, and it was founded in a little island at the base of the archipelago. Sweden has one of the largest archipelagos in the world, and it's about 24,000 islands. And if you go out into it, it's just absolutely magnificent. It's one of the most beautiful scenes you'll ever see in your life. And you can see, when I say 24,000 islands, you'll see what I mean. I mean, you'll believe it. When you ride out in a boat in that archipelago, you'll believe it. You'll say, well, you know, I'm surprised there aren't more, because they're just dotted all over the place. And so Stockholm was founded on a little island, a tiny little island at the base of this archipelago near the mainland, which is basically surrounds the archipelago on a lot, or surrounds a lot of it. And a little island that was originally called Stockholm, but more recently, meaning in the last few hundred years, it became known as Gamlestan, which means old town, because as Stockholm grew, it outgrew the little island, and they moved over onto the mainland, which is just, you know, 100 yards across the bay. And so Gamlestan is where all the rich history is. That's where the Nobel Museum is. That's where the old cobblestone streets are, the little bitty, teeny tiny narrow streets that don't even look like alleys, but they call them streets. The old buildings, the wonderful old buildings, the art, the domed ceilings in these old buildings are just absolutely just breathtaking. If you like that sort of thing, and I do, I love Georgetown in Washington, D.C. I like the French Quarter in New Orleans. I like the old town in Montreal. You know, you name it. Knob Hill in San Francisco. I love those parts of any city, because it takes you back. I'm sort of an amateur historian. I love those things. And if you do, if you're like me, you'll love Gamlestan. And I encourage you to stay there. If you go to Stockholm, stay in Gamlestan. It won't cost you that much more, maybe not even any more, if you stay at the right place. And one of the places I recommend is a place called First Hotel Risen. There's actually a series of hotels called First Hotels, and they've got one there on Gamlestan called the Risen, but it's actually says they actually call it First Hotel Risen. Now, I found it on the internet. I just looked around on the internet and found it, just like you could, and I called them. And that's another thing that I'd recommend you do if you travel overseas. I make my deals directly with the hotel. I actually just don't use the hotel and the reservation folks online. I don't use them because they don't have. I don't know. I have used them. I actually used them before, and I didn't have a good experience. So I recommend you just get the phone number and call the hotel directly. Well, when I did, I knew that there was a bay there. I never had been there, so I didn't know anything about the water or the way the place was situated. And I knew there was a bay there, and I knew I wanted to be where I could see the bay. And so I asked the lady about the rooms, and I said, "Do you have a bayside room?" She said, "Yes, we have waterfront rooms." And so that's what I wanted, and that's what I got on the top floor. And if you get a chance to go there, that's where I recommend, because you actually can open the windows out. They open out. You can open the windows out and sit. You can get up in the windowsill like I did. You might not want to be as dumb as I was to sit up in a windowsill, but I did. I got put I sat up in the windowsill with my camera, and I took some of the most spectacular photographs of the bay at all hours of the day and night. Because, see, we were there during midsummer, which is one of their great times of the year, in midsummer, when the summer solstice. And so there was nighttime, but there wasn't much of it. And it wasn't dark night. It was a little bit darker than twilight. And so I took some wonderful pictures. It's a boating community with that much water and that many islands. And I think there's something like 10,000 people who live on the islands. It's a boating community, and the ferries run between these islands. And they run on time, too, folks. It's really an interesting thing to see these ferries running back and forth to these islands, bumping up against these little docks on these little islands. And the people get on, the people get off, and but they're gone. These things, they don't waste any time. I mean, they might stay at an island like 2 minutes, and they're gone. And it's just kind of like a bus, though. It'll be back. Another one, we'll be back in a few minutes, and it's pretty cool. I definitely recommend, if you get a chance to go to Sweden, to Stockholm especially, absolutely plan on at least one day in the archipelago. Now, Rick Steves, the guy who writes the tour books, says that he thinks you couldn't spend more than 2 days. He couldn't find more than two days of things to do in Stockholm. Well, I agree. I buy his books, but I disagree with him on this. We spent 4 days roaming around, and I'll tell you, we could have spent more. And because there are plenty of things to see there. But I guess I'd have to say the water really took my breath away, because I like being on the water, and you probably do too. When I come back, I want to tell you a few more things about Sweden and Stockholm specifically, including some reindeer that I saw and did some other things with reindeer. I'll tell you about that right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email. I'm talking about Sweden. I was talking about my trip to Sweden. I want to tell you a little bit more about Stockholm and about Sweden. The room that I stayed in, that we stayed in, my wife and I, in Gamlestaden, cost about $200 a night. Now, if you know anything about staying in a big city, you know that that's not an outrageous price. And especially if you know anything about staying in Stockholm, in Sweden, where things are very expensive, by the way, then you realize that that's really not a bad price. I mean, that's more than your $49 Motel 6 that you have around here. But still, I thought it was a good value, and especially the fact that included the waterfront room. We took a day and went out into the countryside. This is something I like to do when I go to another country, is I like to take at least one day and go out into the countryside and meet the people and see what's going on. And I guess I set myself up a little bit for a little bit of a fall on this one, because the last time we made a trip like this, we were in Italy. And you know, in Europe, folks, there are a lot of places in Europe, like Italy and France and other parts of Europe, where almost every half mile is a little historic place, and a quaint little scene that you can check out and something very interesting to see beyond just the natural beauty of the area. Well, that's what I had hoped to replicate in Sweden, and I was disappointed. I wasn't disappointed in the countryside. It's magnificent. It's beautiful. It's pastoral. It's trees and pastures and farms. It's just really beautiful, beautiful countryside. But nothing all that interesting. I mean, you know, once you drive around, you see some of the countryside. I guess my point is the countryside out in the country of Sweden is really not tourist. Not tourist friendly, because they are friendly. They're very friendly people. But it's just not set up for tourists like a lot of countries are in Europe. So we enjoyed it. We spent the whole day out there. We enjoyed being there. We enjoyed seeing what we saw. And we got a lot of beautiful pictures. But we also were a little disappointed. But that was my fault. That wasn't Sweden's fault. That was my fault for setting myself up for that. So I guess what I'm saying is stay in Stockholm and enjoy those people. I want to talk about the Swedish people. They're beautiful people in a lot of ways, in the way they are, in their personalities. There wasn't one rude incident. Hopefully they can say the same about me, but no one was ever rude to us. No one was ever anything less than exceedingly friendly and glad that we were there. They like, if you're an American, you will be happy in Sweden. They like Americans. And every country I've ever gone to, I've tried to learn a little bit of the language. I came back from Sweden not being able to speak one word of Swedish. And you know why? Because they wouldn't speak to me in Swedish. They speak English like you and like Americans speak English, only better probably. English is not, it's actually not even a second language in Sweden. And a lot of the Scandinavian countries are this way. In Sweden especially, it's almost like a second first language. They speak English from the moment they start school over there. They start speaking English, and they speak it very well. If you talk, when you call that hotel I was telling you about, and you ask, you start talking to them in English, they will immediately switch to English, and you will swear it's an American over there for the summer working in the hotel. I promise you. It's incredible. And I appreciated that, but I was a little disappointed because, well, I'll tell you, Swedish is not an easy language to learn, by the way. Of course, none of the Scandinavian countries really are, but they're not, there's no Latin aspect to it that we have with the Spanish and the Italian that makes up a lot of English. So it's not all that easy, but anyway, they did that. And I just want to remind you, though, I want to say this one more time. The Swedish people are wonderful, wonderful people, and they're happy. As even though they're the most highly taxed humans on the planet, they seem to be happy. If you talk to entrepreneurs, as you remember, I won't go back into this, but if you remember earlier in the week, I talked about the entrepreneurs. The entrepreneurs aren't happy because the taxation situation is not helping their risk taking. But if you're just a regular person walking around over there with a job, they're pretty happy over there. They seem to be very happy. And yes, folks, there are a lot of blondes over there. There's a lot of blonde hair. There's a lot of blue eyes. There are a lot of white eyelashes and eyebrows. But they are beautiful people. And one thing about it, when you see a typical Swedish young man and a typical Swedish young lady, and I met a couple over there who were engaged. They were part of our party, and they just gotten engaged. You don't have to wonder what their children are going to look like. I'll tell you that. If you don't like herring, then you know you might not want to go to Sweden. No, I'm teasing. But they like herring. Let me tell you something, folks. You know the guy in Forrest Gump, the guy that liked the shrimp. Well, the Swedes are like that about herring. They like their herring any way you want to fix it. But the main thing is, when I go back to Sweden, I can't wait to go back to Sweden. And when I go, I hope I can spend a week there, and back to Stockholm. And I want to spend 2 days in the archipelago next time. If you get a chance to go there, check it out. You'll like it, I promise. 29 after. Going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with our great friend, Beverly Inman Ebel. Stay with us. This show is brought to you by IBM and...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.